Piece by piece, Thomas Bureyev fixes his family's tent. Living in a small refugee camp just outside the city of Goma, there's plenty of time, but not much to do. At 22 years old, he should be studying for his final year in college. Instead, he's doing odd jobs, he says, to survive. Being displaced in the Democratic Republic of Congo is tough for many.
When I'm in the camp and I see students from Goma in their final year like me and others doing their internships, it really hurts my heart. Because of the war, I can't continue my studies. I wonder when I'll get to finish. The years are just passing by.
Thomas is one of nearly a million people who have fled their homes. For him, not just once, but three times. Several civil wars have taken place in the DRC during the past decades, one involving the CNDP militia from Kivu region.
My studies started getting disrupted with the war against the CNDP. We fled to Kanyarutshinya for a whole year. Then we fled again in 2012. All this meant that I had several blank years in my education. And here we are again. We fled the war with the M23 rebels. It's impossible for me to study.
The M23 rebel group is widely believed to be backed by neighbouring Rwanda, an accusation Kigali denies. The fighters have taken over areas of land in the east of DRC. The United Nations says they've carried out war crimes against the Congolese people. Most of the conflict is taking place in DRC's eastern regions, including North Kivu, Ituri and Maniema, that are rich in minerals. DRC is fighting the rebels through a joint military operation with East African regional forces. In a country with more than 200 tribes, the violence has been worsened by ethnic divisions and created a humanitarian crisis. Thomas is one of 750,000 young Congolese whose education is being disrupted. UNICEF reports more than 2,000 schools shut down during the last year, and many children and youth are missing out on a basic education. Thomas says he dreams of earning a living as a teacher one day. But until then, he can only accept, he says, what life's dealt him so far. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera.
Chile's Congress has passed a proposal.